Good morning. It's 8 o'clock on Tuesday, the 17th of October, and this is Morning Ireland with Richard Crowley and David Hanley. The news headlines. New talks take place in Belfast and London today to try to end the stalemate over decommissioning. President Robinson, who's in the United States, has questioned the ability of the United Nations to deal with massive human rights violations in Rwanda. And Fianna Fáil will decide today if it will table a Doyle motion of no confidence in the Minister for Transport, Mr. Lowry. Now the news in detail from Emer O'Kelly.
New talks between the British, Irish and United States governments are to take place today as efforts intensify to break the logjam over the issue of decommissioning. A scheduled meeting of the Anglo-Irish Conference gets underway in Belfast this morning. Meanwhile in London, President Clinton's National Security Advisor Mr. Anthony Lake is continuing his round of meetings with Northern Ireland political figures. Our Northern editor, David Devon-Power.
Tony Lake has already seen the Ulster Unionist Party leader David Trimble and is due to meet Sir Patrick Mayhew, John Hume and other key figures today. His role is seen by the Irish government as very useful and a clear sign that Washington is still anxious to play an active role. Officials in Dublin last night were expressing cautious optimism that a way can be found around the logjam that would involve Sinn Féin accepting revised terms of reference for an international arms commission. But agreement would also require movement by the British government away from strict adherence to the terms of their conditions for Sinn Féin's entry into talks, conditions that currently involve an actual start being made on decommissioning IRA weapons. That issue will be among those discussed by Dick Spring and Sir Patrick Mayhew when the two men meet in Belfast this morning in a scheduled Anglo-Irish conference, the first since the failed summit last month. Rescheduling that summit is now the top priority, and the Irish government at least is now hopeful that that can happen well before Bill Clinton's visit in 6 weeks' time. David Devon-Power, RTE News, Belfast.
President Robinson has spoken of her anger and outrage at the continuing crisis in Rwanda. She also questioned the ability of the United Nations to deal with massive human rights violations. The president made her comments last night in an address at the Yale Law School at the beginning of a tour of the United States. Earlier, Mrs. Robinson visited the UN Correspondents Association, where she emphatically rejected suggestions that she'd be a candidate for the post of Secretary General. But when she was asked about another senior UN job, the new post of Commissioner for Human Rights, she was less certain. Today, the president travels to San Francisco and then to Los Angeles, before returning to New York to join up to 150 heads of state for a special United Nations session to mark the organization's 50th anniversary. Also in the United States, police estimate that 400,000 black men took part in the Million Man March in Washington yesterday. The rally, organized by the Radical Nation of Islam group, was about twice the size of the civil rights demonstration led by Dr. Martin Luther King in the U.S. Capitol in August 1963. The controversial Nation of Islam leader, Louis Farrakhan, told the crowd that America was a white supremacist society torn by racial hatreds.
We are a wounded people, but we are being healed. But President Clinton, America is also wounded. And there's hostility now in the great divide between the people. Socially, the fabric of America is being torn apart. And it's black against black, black against white, white against white, white against black, yellow against brown, brown against yellow. We are being torn apart. And we can't gloss it over with nice speeches, my dear Mr. President.
Reports coming in from France say there's been a blast on the underground rail system in Paris. Several people are said to have been injured. It's believed the explosion took place between the Saint-Michel station and the Musée d'Orsay station. Fianna Fáil is to decide today if it will table a Doyle motion of no confidence in the Minister for Transport, Energy and Communications, Mr. Lowry. The party's front bench will meet at Leinster House later this morning to consider the continuing row over the minister's allegations of a cosy cartel operating in the semi-state sector. Last week, after both issues had been debated in the Doyle, the opposition said Mr. Lowry had failed to back up his allegations and had lost credibility. Deputies will return to the controversy tonight when they consider a Progressive Democrats motion dealing with competitiveness in the semi-state sector. International peace mediators meeting in Moscow have said they're confident that Bosnia's ceasefire will hold, despite the fighting in the northwest of the country. The United Nations command in Bosnia said the ceasefire was holding along 80% of the front line. Since the 60-day truce came into effect on Thursday, UN officials have reported a steady reduction in clashes between the Bosnian government and allied Croat forces and Bosnian Serb troops. The five-nation contact group has been trying to work out a strategy for talks between Bosnia's warring parties and to define Russia's role in helping to keep the peace. The Minister for Agriculture, Mr. Yates, has intervened in a row over the sale of Irish beef in the Netherlands. A major Dutch supermarket chain is coming under pressure to reverse its decision to stock Irish beef only. Mr. Yates said the Dutch company's right to operate independently must be upheld. Our Europe correspondent, Tommy Gorman.
The Albert Heijn supermarket chain is the Dutch company in trouble with local beef producers and the Dutch agriculture minister. It has decided to discontinue selling Dutch beef and intends to stock Irish beef only. A company spokesman says shoppers prefer Irish beef and they don't mind if it's more expensive than the Dutch product. Since the chain switched to Irish beef, its overall share of the market has greatly increased. But Dutch producers are angry about the decision and have already organised a series of demonstrations. The Dutch Agriculture Minister, Josias van Aartsen, is quoted as saying he deplores the change by the Dutch supermarket chain as it implies a lack of confidence in the domestic beef sector. Now the Minister for Agriculture, Ivan Yates, has intervened in the row. In a statement, he paid tribute to the success achieved by Irish companies in developing new continental outlets. And he said trade is a two-way process, noting the quantities of Dutch cheese and other products selling on the Irish market. Mr. Yates is due to meet his Dutch counterpart at a meeting of